waiving his no-trade clause because management hasn't yet approached him with any potential destinations. The Knicks have talked with at least three teams about potential deals involving Anthony, the Cavaliers, Clippers, and Celtics. Sixers center Jahlil Okafor says he's just trying to focus on playing basketball. He is expected to play tonight against the Celtics. Okafor, the subject of trade rumors the last couple of weeks, did not travel with the team over the weekend due to trade rumors. The 76ers apparently looking to move Okafor because of a glut of big men on the roster. Knicks center Joakim Noah with a hamstring injury will not play tonight in Oklahoma City. Tip-off at 9:30 Eastern on ESPN. Philadelphia center Joel Embiid out of All-Star Weekend events because of an injured knee. He'll be replaced by Oklahoma City's Alex Abinus in the Friday Rising Stars game and Denver's Nikola Jokic in the Skills Challenge on Saturday.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Napa Know-How. Back at New Year's, you made a resolution to save more money. Just so happens, Pennzoil's family of oils are on sale starting at $3.49 a quart. So you can check save money off your list and bask in the glory of actually seeing a resolution through to the end. With the Pennzoil family of oils starting at $3.49 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 2/28/17.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm Patrick Claybone with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Redskins tight end Jordan Reed says that bringing back potential free agent Kirk Cousins should be the organization's top priority. Wednesday is the first day teams can start designating franchise tags, and the question for Washington is whether to franchise Cousins again for about $24 million or agree on a long-term deal. With the NFL scouting combine just around the corner, Mike Mayock has unveiled his initial position-by-position rankings for the 2017 draft. Florida State's Dalvin Cook was rated as the top running back ahead of LSU's Leonard Fournette. Texas A&M's Myles Garrett came in as Mayock's top edge rusher. The NFL's top draft prospects are ready to show what they've got at this year's NFL Scouting Combine. Only NFL Network is there live. Complete coverage of the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine starts Friday, March 3rd, only on NFL Network. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 30.
You might have lost the game, but he won the tailgate.
I'm ready to go in, coach. Just give me a chance.
Todd Brommelkamp in the APC on KGYN.
As we kick off hour number two from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it's the Afternoon Players Club, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp, 107.5, 106.3, including 1600 AM. Iowa State basketball pregame beginning at the bottom of the hour. We're going to send you out to John Walters as he is in Manhattan preparing for that contest tonight between Bruce Weber and K-State and Steve Prohm's Cyclones. Alex Halstead to join us in moments. And your chance to score from the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders as well. Look, we wrapped up hour number one of the program. Kuhn was jumping up and down. Kuhn, get in here. I want to get Alex Kuhn in here I want to know what's going on behind the scenes.
So, for those of you who may be just joining us, we found out that one of the dogs that won its class at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show has ties to Iowa City. And this came coming in on the text line, and as we're wont to do, we sort of took this and ran with it. And I said I want to get the dog on the program. And I believe, while we were wrapping up shortly after with Gary Rima, Alex, did the owner of the dog not call the station?
She did call the station.
Colleen.
Colleen called the station.
We'll leave it at that. Okay.
And I was thinking, oh, well.
Did you tell Colleen that she has a beautiful animal?
I did not.
Okay, well, you should have seen Rule 101. As a producer, you need to butter these people up.
I did my best, but Colleen.
You should have told her that she was robbed. You should have said the dog should have won. Screw the German Shepherd.
I'm not privy to the results of what happened last night.
Somebody on Twitter tweeted that the dog looked a little boxy, but it was still a good Doberman.
Oh, wow.
Has anybody ever described Murphy as being boxy?
No, they've said, your dog seems sweet, but he's kind of an ass. That's about all.
What? Who would have possibly ever said that about Murphy?
I believe I'm sharing a room with him right now.
What was Fred Willard? Fred Willard in Best of Show, which is a Christopher Guest movie, was a color commentator at the dog show.
Yeah.
So, Kuhn, what is the update on possibly Colleen, but more importantly, Ripcord, the dog, joining us on the program?
You know, I think we can make this happen. I think that...
You think that they're going to want money for the dog to come on like Kurt Warner?
I don't think. I'm not going to make any promises, but I don't think so, hopefully.
Please don't assume.
Or
get our
George Niang.
Well, Niang doesn't want Warner money. Kurt Warner wants like $25,000 to come on the radio show.
That's more
he
than
wants us
I
to
make
pay a, he wants
in a
us
year.
To pay a speaking fee. Well, we could fire you and then just redirect the money into a 5-minute segment with Warner.
Seems
but then,
like a good
you know,
investment.
Technically the gym class wants him first. Neither one of us is going to get him. So you think we've got a shot at getting the dog? Because I think the dog at Coach's Corner for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire that's in our wheelhouse. And I think it'd be a great draw for Sean at Coach's Corner because I think people are going to want to come see this prize athlete. I mean, this is this is no different than having a Tim Dwight or a Cal Eldred or anybody like that come and join us at Coach's Corner.
Oh, man.
No, I'm being completely serious here.
I know you are.
This dog won its class at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
So for 1 year, it's like it's the best Doberman pincher.
Right. Every other Doberman in the country would die to sniff this particular Doberman's butt. Because it's the king of all Dobermans.
Could you imagine that on the side of the... How does the Doberman Pinscher travel, I guess, in the back of an SUV?
These are all questions that we will have answered for us, because I think there are a lot of people out there who may have questions about the world of competitive dog showing.
Can we turn this into like a Ron McGill type thing that they have on the Dan Le Batard show?
I'm not having a dog person on every week.
No, not every week,
but
just a one-time thing.
Absolutely. I think there are, look, how does the dog travel? What does the dog eat? He ain't eating Alpo. I can guarantee you that. Maybe the dog eats Blue Apron. Maybe Rima and the dog have similar diets. I don't know. But I want these questions answered, and I guarantee you there are at least three people listening to the program right now that also have these questions and want them answered. Everybody else is saying get Alex Halstead on the phone. They want to talk Iowa State and Kansas State tonight. Mark Morehouse is going to join us as well coming up in this hour. Before 6 o'clock, salaries being released for the Iowa assistant coaches. We'll get Mark's take on the hires that were announced yesterday by the University of Iowa. And Tyler, we promised people before 5:30 when we lose 1600 a.m. tonight for the Iowa State pregame that we would give those Rough Rider tickets away. So sometime in the next 20 minutes, we'll be giving folks a chance to go see the Rough Riders at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena as they host Team USA.
Is butt sniffing a famous dog equivalent of asking him for an autograph? 3657 asks.
Well, if you're a look, if you're a dog, that's okay. If you're a human, no, please don't do that. That's how they greet each other.
Yeah, exactly. I've been to many dog parks, and let's just say there are many, many dogs that want
can
to meet
you
Murphy.
Imagine,
and Murphy isn't the fan of it.
Can you imagine if humans acted like dogs? If we had to do some of the things that dogs do, would you be able to do it? Because I think I would draw the line. I would be
depend
very
on
anti.
Somebody else to pick up.
I would
after
be
me.
Very antisocial if I had to meet people and interact the way that dogs do. Not for me.
Alex Alstead joining us now from 24/7.
Do
Alex,
I want to look at the text line?
Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp, we got to get started by asking you today, and I don't know if you've been listening to the program on your app or via the stream, but Alex, are you a dog owner? Do you own a dog?
No, I grew up with dogs, but you know, since I've gotten out of the house and stuff and moved to apartments, I've never been able to get one, but I always liked having one growing up.
Alex, what was the last dog that you and your family owned or that you owned?
We had a beagle was the last dog I had.
Ooh, hold tight. If your dog would have won its breed at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show over the past 3 days, you would have had a 30-1 odd chance to have your dog. What was your beagle's name?
I had two of them growing up. The first one was Scout, and the second one was Simon.
Well, Scout or Simon had a 30-1 chance to win best in show last night at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show. Had you actually, you know, showed them off and actually prepared them for a big time show in New York City. That's exactly what you wanted to talk about right out of the gate, didn't you? Your old beagle dogs, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I should maybe get back into the dog business if there's money to be made.
You never know what you're going to get when you join us on the program. And by the way, if Colleen is still listening to the program, I'm not making fun of your dog. I'm very serious about wanting to have you on the program. I want to be very clear about that. Alex,
the dog show took place in the Big Manhattan last night.
Yes, Big Apple to Little Apple. See, yeah. this is all planned out ahead of time. Seamless transition here. Alex, Iowa State has not won in back-to-back seasons in Manhattan since 2000 and 2001. Do they break that streak tonight? Can they win?
Well, it's going to be a tough one. You know, right now they're 4.5-point underdogs, and you know, Kansas State's a little bit desperate for a win right now, losing five of their last six. Iowa State's going into it with the mindset that they feel like they need to kind of steal a road win here in the next 3 weeks to kind of solidify where they want to be in this conference. But you know, going to this game, I would say no. I mean, if I had to, you know, place a bet on the game, I would probably have Iowa State losing a close game. But, you know, I think it's a game that will come down late, some of those late possessions. But just with that, what's at stake for Kansas State in this game? It's a tough place to win. Like you mentioned, Iowa State hasn't won back-to-back here in quite some time. Last year was a big win for them and kind of propelled them into eventually on that Monday then beating number one Oklahoma. But while it's a big game for Iowa State, you know, Kansas State's kind of desperate right now. The Octagon of Doom, as they call it, has been a tough place to win. We saw Kansas come here and struggle even a little bit. So right now I'd probably go with the Wildcats if I had to just go pick a winner for this game.
Have they announced the starting lineups yet? Has Solomon Young been told he's going to make his second start after the performance he had against Oklahoma last weekend?
Yeah, Solomon Young's going to start at forward, and that's now the plan really moving through the rest of the season. And he'd probably obviously then be the favorite to start beginning next season as well. You know, Prohm said this is a lineup that he now anticipates he's going to stick with from here on out. You know, he just kind of the way he put it this week is he made this decision on his own. You know, he didn't, you know, go lean on the assistant coaches. I think it's something he's kind of done throughout the years, try to figure out what works. You know, they've started Merle Holden for the first 9 games, then Daryl Bowie for, you know, I think it was like 5 games or something, and then back to Holden. So they've kind of went back and forth between those two guys, and Prohm said, you know, at the end of the day, he'd kind of given those guys the opportunities that they could have, and they wanted to try something with Solomon. And he played well Saturday, 8 points, 4 or 5 shooting, even though they're really not looking for scoring. Prohm just wants that guy to be an energy guy, someone that alters shots at the rim, grabs some rebounds. And like Prohm said, the only way he's going to get better is if he plays, and he's played best when he's had extended minutes. And he's got some issues, you know, just as a true freshman, having to still figure out ball screen defense and some of those things. But he's not going to get better at ball screen defense or those things if he's not playing. And I think that at this point, they feel he gives them the best chance to win at that spot.
If this team is going to go on the road and win tonight, what Cyclone has to have a big game? And I'm not going to allow you to say Monte Morris. I'm going to take him off the table.
I'd say maybe Deontay Burton. I think I've mentioned him before elsewhere, just as kind of an X factor for this team. But if he has a big game, I think it means a few different things. One is, you know, Kansas State is a little bit more physical than Iowa State, especially if DJ Johnson plays tonight. He's expected to play, even though he didn't play in their last game against West Virginia because of a ankle sprain. But he obviously, you know, him and Solomon Young have to battle. But Burton can kind of be that X factor in terms of forcing Kansas State to do some things they maybe don't want to do. When Kansas State came to Hilton Coliseum earlier this year, Iowa State got up by as many as 20 points against them. You know, Burton was playing well and that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden, Kansas State comes back in the second half and not only tied the game, but took the lead by a point at, for a few seconds and for a few possessions there. And that's because they had to go small. You know, they didn't play one of their forwards, I don't think, for the whole second half. They went small, tried to match Iowa State that way. And I think we might see that tonight where they try to go small. And if they go small to try to match what Iowa State does like they did at Hilton, then I think Burton can kind of be the guy that creates matchup problems for them. So I think if Burton plays well, especially if they go small, that could be the difference in this game, you know, down the stretch.
Alex Alstead joining us, 516 on the APC. Alex, when you joined me one-on-one about a week and a half ago, we were talking about the work that still lied ahead for Iowa State. I think it's safe to say right now that West Virginia, Baylor, and Kansas are locks right now out of the Big 12 for the NCAA tournament. The games that are left remaining, in your eyes, how many more wins? We like to talk about progress reports and usually the locks. What does Iowa State need to do to join those three teams I just mentioned?
Yeah, I think you're right that those are the three teams that most people consider, no matter what happens from here on out, those teams are in. Now, most people think some of these other Big 12 teams will get in, but when you're talking about locks, those are the ones that come to mind. Iowa State, I think, to put themselves in that lock situation, I think a win tonight would go a long ways to get another road win because you know what they've got coming at home still with TCU, Oklahoma State. They'll be favored to win those games at home. They'll have to take care of that business. But if you win one of these road games, you're setting yourselves up nicely to probably go at least 10-8, which should be a lock in this conference. But the one other thing they can for sure do to be a lock would be next Saturday, not this upcoming one, but the week after, they're going to host Baylor, top 10 team in the country right now, top five. We'll see where they go after losing this week. They've got Baylor's actually got Kansas on Saturday, which could also vault them. If they were to beat Baylor at home, it'd be another what currently is projected as a one seed, even though I think they might fall off that line. It'd give them another huge resume win. But the Kansas win really kind of gave them a little bit of comfort. But, you know, when you're talking about a lock, I think winning tonight goes a long way, but for sure beating Baylor at home here in a couple weeks.
Alex, what's the best-case scenario for Iowa State right now heading into the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City?
Well, best case, I think, is, you know, for sure to take care of home business because right now they've got six games left. They're sitting at 7-5. If they win tonight, they're all of a sudden at 8-5 tied for third place with West Virginia. I don't think they're going to go any higher than third place, but that's probably their best case scenario is third place in this conference. To do that, though, they're going to have to win a road game. They're going to have to hope that West Virginia kind of plays at the same pace as them down the stretch. So I think that's probably best case is third because it sets you up in playing that 3-6 game in Kansas City. But I think most realistic is probably fourth seed, and you're probably playing that 4-5 game on Thursday morning in Kansas City. But you really want to set yourselves up, I think, if you're Iowa State, to have a decent matchup in that first game in Kansas City. Obviously, every team wants to go to Kansas City and win the Big 12 tournament, but Iowa State will probably just need to have the mindset of winning a first game there to kind of solidify their seeding or to maybe bump their seeding up. And to do that, I think you want to solidify yourself in no worse than that 4-5 game, which right now that 4-5 game would likely be Iowa State and Kansas State, if Kansas State takes care of their business. So you could see that tonight's matchup maybe again here in 3 weeks in Kansas City.
Alex, there's still a lot of people in the country that believe Gonzaga is not, even though the rankings say that they are, that as a whole, they are not the best basketball team in the country. Does that best basketball team, if it's not Gonzaga, does it lie in the Big 12 Conference?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess the two other teams that come to mind is the best would be Villanova and Kansas. You know, Villanova's, I think those two teams have both definitely played a consistently tougher schedule than Gonzaga just, you know, over a period of time. And, you know, Villanova's had to go, I think, win at Creighton, and they've done some of those things on the road. Kansas obviously has been through the Big 12 ringer, and, you know, they've had a lot of close games that they've made it through. You know, example on Monday, sneaking past West Virginia, but they've just had to play a lot of back-to-back good teams. And so those two teams, I think, definitely have the argument of having a tougher schedule. But I guess until Gonzaga gets beat, which doesn't look like it's going to happen in the regular season, I guess they maybe do deserve that top line. But, yeah, I think that Kansas probably makes the better argument for it than Baylor, I think, coming out of the Big 12, just because, you know, just what they've done. And Baylor, I just, you know, they lost this week at Texas Tech, which is a tough place to play this year. I think Texas Tech's 15-2 at home, but Kansas probably would probably be the case, especially as they go for their 13th title here soon in the Big 12 Conference.
Iowa State, a 5-point winner. Last time these two teams met at Hilton Coliseum on January 24th, they go for the season sweep tonight in Manhattan. Alex Alstead joining us from 24/7 Sports. Alex, we appreciate it as always. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Friday, February 24th at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, the Rough Riders playing host to Team USA. It is a 7 o'clock face-off. And if you would like to, what is it that they say? Party.
Yeah. You know it better than me.
You can be the sixth caller right now to 319-366-1600, and you're going to win those tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. We've got more tickets on the way tonight. You and I basketball tickets will be the prize on the 6 o'clock showdown. We'll find out who our winner is shortly. Feed Bruce while you're there at the stable. I want to clarify something here, because I made a comment about Kurt Warner wanting an exorbitant amount of money to come on this station.
Yeah.
His people want an exorbitant amount of money. He probably doesn't even know that someone in his hometown at this radio station has asked to have him come on the program. So I don't want to besmirch, because now there are people on the text line that are saying, well, now I have a different opinion of Kurt Warner after hearing this. His people, you know, and every, you get famous, you have people that are a buffer between you and the thousands of local yokels like, well, KGYM, that are like, hey, someone from, you know, your hometown wants to talk to you about something like going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So he probably doesn't even know that we would like to have him on the program.
Right.
But I'm just saying, if we can put out a call about getting a dog on the program, and within 30 minutes we have the owner of the dog calling, Kurt, 319-366-1600. You're trying to get your son a scholarship somewhere? I'm just saying, give you an opportunity. If Gary can come on and talk about Blue Apron, maybe you can come on and talk about your kid.
We got to get back to a reset. We big board, and if you're on 1600 AM, this is one of your last chances to, well, get adjusted. You're either going to stay on 1600 AM for John Walters pregame from Manhattan, Kansas, or you're going to need to find the North-South gym. You're going to need to find the KGYM radio app, or you're going to need to find the internet stream. You decide, where are you heading? This is one of those opportunities you choose your own adventure. More APC on the way next.
You see more new McGrath Kias because the all-new McGrath Kia does more to help. Don't cry for help. Come to the all-new McGrath Kia and say, I got mine for $199. New 2016 Kia Optima, $199 a month. And even better, just $199 down. Or take 20% off new 2016 Kia Optimas or Sedonas in stock. Bankruptcy, divorce, repossession. Help! The all-new McGrath Kia has got your help. $5 million available from local lenders so you can say, I got mine for $199. New Optima, $199 down, $199 a month, or 20% off Optima or Sedona, $25,315 MSRP. Grand opening of the all-new McGrath Kia in Hiawatha. McGrathKia.com.
You should be driving a Kia from McGrath Kia, from McGrath Kia.
Available on new 2016 Optima LX or Sedona L, $199 a month, lease for 39 months with approved credit, $1,500 down, plus tax, title, license, and dealer fee, 10K miles. No security deposit required. Offer expires in a month.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-694-7394. 800-694-7394. That's 800-694-7394.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
I met someone. It's something you hear a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. Match is number one in first, but also in second dates too. Now I'm going to hook you up. For my listeners, go to match.com/sports for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect for my listeners. This free offer is only found at match.com/sports. That's match.com/sports.
Howdy, folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. You have someone in your life you want to get KFC's new $10 chicken share with? It could be a friend, more than a friend, or even a spouse. It's okay. Be brave. Go ahead and say, I want to get a $10 chicken share from KFC and share chicken with you. It's who you are. Don't be ashamed. Just head to a KFC and share 9 extra crispy tenders, 6 pieces of original recipe, a lot of popcorn nuggets, or 12 hot wings. And don't be afraid to be who you are. KFC. It's finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFC's. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Hot wings not available at all locations.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Many entrepreneurs love the flexibility that comes with owning their own business. Cabbage offers a line of credit of up to $100,000 with the flexibility small businesses need. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can use any amount you need when you need it. Cabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses and is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
The hardest part about being a wedding photographer is editing out all his photo bombs. Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYM.
5:27 in the afternoon. Players Club set to say goodbye from 1600 a.m. John in Cedar Rapids, congratulations. As promised, we handed out those Cedar Rapids Rough Riders tickets for the February 24th game. That'll be a week of Friday against Team USA. Before we part ways with you on the historic main gym, perfect opportunity for us to squeeze in, at least for you, 1600 a.m., the final Midwest One Bank Big Board update with Todd Brommelkamp.
If you are listening on 1600 a.m., we're about to take you to Manhattan, Kansas, where Iowa State will take on K-State tonight, two teams jockeying for position at next month's Big 12 tournament. The Cyclones come into tonight's game at 7-5 in the Big 12. Bruce Weber's team, which got off to that great start in league play, now only 5-7. The Cyclones haven't won in back-to-back seasons in Manhattan since 2000 and 2001, though. They did eke out a 5-point win over the Wildcats in Ames back on January 24th. FM listeners, you're going to get Northern Iowa tonight as the Panthers are set to host Bradley at the McLeod Center. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock. Northern Iowa's won 5 of the last 6 meetings, but they dropped the last one, 72-61 in Peoria last month. You, again, can hear that game on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Four Iowa Hawkeyes, C.J. Beathard, Julio Johnson, Desmond King, and George Kittle, will be heading to the NFL Draft Combine in Indianapolis next month. And several former Iowa basketball players, including Ronnie Lester and Jess Settles, will be signing autographs before Saturday's game against Illinois. Lester and several of his teammates from Iowa's 1980 Final Four team will be on hand for the game, which will also feature the Hawkeyes warming up in special shirts as a show of support for former guard Kenny Arnold.
Lay it on him one more time, Todd. We're about 20 seconds away. Who, where they're going and what frequencies they need to tune into.
1600 a.m. We are about to send you to John Walters and his pregame from Manhattan, Iowa State and Kansas State. If you're listening to us on 1600, flip over to the FMs or listen online at KGYMradio.com.
Again, we will talk to you tomorrow if you're staying with John Walters at K-State in Iowa State. Find us on 106.3 and 107.5 FM.
We now leave regular ESPN programming to bring you this live sports presentation on 1600 ESPN Radio.
Purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Starts 2-10-17 and ends on 3-6-17. Open to residents of the contiguous 48 U.S. states, D.C. 18 and over.
And if you're currently hearing our voices on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, you're going to be staying with the Afternoon Players Club for the final 90 minutes of today's program. Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp, once again, 1600 AM John Walters pregame underway from Manhattan. Bruce Weber and the Wildcats, they take on Steve Prohm and the Cyclones tonight. Iowa State, 5 points better than K-State, again, back on January the 24th. Todd, we're going to continue on the program. Mark Morehouse is set to join us in the next five. We'll call it even 7 minutes here on the North and South Gym.
Tim Polasek and Kelton Copeland announced as the two additions to the Iowa football coaching staff yesterday. We've got some salary information. I'm sure Mark has been working on getting some background information on both of these guys. Polasek comes from North Dakota State, Copeland from Northern Illinois, both relatively young, and it sounds like very good recruiters as well. So Hawkeye football talk on the way for you. 6 o'clock showdown in hour number 3 tonight. We'll play for some UNI basketball tickets. We may get into a little bit more of the Dan Dockich and Tom Izzo beef. We had somebody who had just gotten out of the office and into the car, and they wanted to know what happened with Tom Izzo. Mm-hmm. And I was tempted to tell them that he was bitten by a Doberman, because if they were hearing bits and pieces of hour number one, perhaps it would have made sense to them. Tom Izzo not bitten by a Doberman, but he is in a beef with Dan Dockich over things that Dockich tweeted about the Michigan State fans last night, both before and I believe during Michigan State's win. They took care of Ohio State. And don't look now, but MSU is starting to heat up a little bit. I still don't think that that's a great Spartans team that Izzo has, but they have been rolling as of late, as Iowa found out all too well. Hawkeye is going to be back in action on Saturday. And how cool is that? Ronnie Lester going to be back in town along with a lot of his teammates, a lot of the guys that are still in the area. Vince Brookins, I know, is scheduled to be there. I had the release in front of me earlier today. I just couldn't get all those guys worked in there. But a lot of very talented former Hawkeye basketball players, Mike Henry, Wayman King, Greg Stokes, Mark Gannon, Todd Birkenpass. Bobby Hansen's going to sign some autographs before he goes down and finishes up his duties with Gary Dolphin on the Hawkeye Radio Network. And Steve Waite also scheduled to. I don't know if they're going to add more people to this or not, but very cool. They are not allowing people to bring outside items in to get signed. They're going to have a poster, apparently, and so you're only allowed to get the poster signed. So don't show up with the hefty sack of 50 items to get signed like O.J. Simpson at the Orange Bowl back in 2002, where the guys are there with the hefty sack of 50 miniature Buffalo Bills helmets, and they're handing them to O.J. one after the other. Is O.J. getting out? Is he being paroled? What were they shouting about? You and I went to lunch today, and they had Stephen A. and Kellerman on one of the TVs at the restaurant that we went to.
Yeah.
And Stephen A. was screaming something about O.J.
About he doesn't care about the murder.
Is he up for parole?
This summer, the juice could be loose.
Was the armed robbery, right? When he went to the hotel room in Las Vegas and tried to take back items that he said were his.
O.J. Made in America, by the way, nominated Todd for Best Documentary at the Oscars this year. So if you haven't seen it.
That was good. I watched it again. It was on again Sunday night, Monday night. I just happened to be flipping through the stations and came across ESPN and watched it again.
They have it on the app, so it's on demand on my Fire
Stick. Now, that's
Stick.
O.J. Made in America, not to be confused with The People versus O.J. Right. Simpson, which was on FX, which was a little bit campier. Still entertaining, though.
You ready to bring Mark in? We'll do it after this. 1600 AM is where you'll find Iowa State basketball. But if you're hearing us right now, you're listening to the South and North Gym, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp, we've got a lot more on the way.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way.
And pros also know that the better way to save money is to go to Lowe's. From February 14th through the 16th, pros get 5% off all purchases or save 10% when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. In-store or online, credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Napa Know-How.
Back at New Year's, you made a resolution to save more money. Just so happens, Pennzoil's family of oils are on sale starting at $3.49 a quart. So you can check save money off your list and bask in the glory of actually seeing a resolution through to the end. With the Pennzoil family of oils starting at $3.49 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 2/28/17.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
It's easy. That's what we all want to hear when it's time to work on the car. Like the AutoZone Rewards program. Spending $20 five times earns you $20 towards the next job. Earning savings couldn't be easier. No user manual required or online tutorial needed. And you won't have to call that know-it-all uncle for advice either. Just spend $20 five times and earn a $20 reward. Sign up for free at AutoZone.com/rewards or in store. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm Beth. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. Ready for the unpredictable workday, bad weather, a sudden fire, or a rush of customers. Cintas is your source for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Will you be ready today? Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready for you. Hope you're ready for me.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
He gives all his girlfriends two-week notices before letting them go.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
Back with you at 538 on the South Gym, Iowa City's 106.3 FM, and a couple touches up the dial on 107.5 FM for the Cedar Rapidians. Joining us on the North Gym, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp, the 6 o'clock showdown. With your chance to score tickets to see the UNI Panthers during Senior Day, that coming up a week of Saturday, as they're going to be wrapping up their regular season slate against Illinois State. Right now, the Redbirds fighting with the Shockers just behind the Panthers, third place. It's going to get a little nutty in the Missouri Valley Conference over the final week, 10 days that are left on the schedule. Panther basketball back on your radio tonight when we say goodbye at 7 o'clock tonight. It's the Bradley Braves. They're at the McLeod Center. If you missed anything from Gary Reima's appearance on the program, hour number one, available now. The website is kgymradio.com.
So if you're just joining the program, we may or may not have a dog set to join us sometime in the next days or weeks, and I may or may not have alienated some of Kurt Warner's fans by a comment that I made about his representatives wanting an exorbitant amount of money for him to come on our station. And that's where we're at today as we set up Mark Morehouse from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. So I don't know how this could get any more bizarre, but if there's anybody that can help us achieve that, Mark, it's probably you.
Yes, I'm in. I'll chip in $40 to get Kurt Warner to come on your program.
Well, you know what? I joked about a Kickstarter earlier a couple weeks ago, and maybe we have to do that. We're having you on the program because we're talking about Iowa's assistant coaches that were hired yesterday. Tim Polasek out of North Dakota State and Kelton Copeland out of Northern Illinois, neither of whom seem to have a direct tie to Kirk Ferentz. And we figured of all the people that are sleuthing these hires out, you would be the man to talk to here. Help us make some sense of this. How did Iowa settle on these two guys?
I think Iowa got a really good firsthand look at what Tim Polasek's work with North Dakota State last fall. I mean, they rushed for 239 yards at Kinnick Stadium, and really, I think it was 10 minutes of time of possession in the fourth quarter against the Hawkeyes. So they got a clear look at what the scheme that Polasek ran and the toughness and the mentality. I think in Polasek's with his hiring, I think it's a regional fit. I mean, he's of the region, played college football at Wisconsin, Wisconsinite, coached at Northern Illinois, same year with 1 year overlap with Kelton Copeland, and then at North Dakota, of the region, and then the philosophical. I think his philosophical profile matches what Iowa wants. I mean, on his video, he's talking about he wants guys who want to prove the world wrong. Well, Todd, how many times have we sat in a Kirk Ferentz or a Brian Ferentz press conference and talked and heard about the chip on the shoulder guy? I mean, it's he's of that ilk, and I think that fits. And when Brian Ferentz on signing day talked about having coaches in the program who fit the profile of what Iowa, the toughness and the keeping that profile moving, I think Polasek fits in there perfectly. And I think Kelton Copeland fits in there as well. I watched one of his videos yesterday from Northern Illinois, and same deal. Some of the same stuff you hear Iowa coaches say all the time: improve every day, make yourself improve, make sure your lowest guy on your depth chart improves, make sure your highest guy on your depth chart improves. So there's that grinder's mentality. I think with Copeland, kind of the bonus is you have a guy who's from Florida, and that's never hurts in recruiting.
How much of this had to do with getting Ken O'Keefe in place first before getting these two newcomers to Iowa City, or did the dates fall into place? They already knew who their semifinalists were. It didn't matter when Ken O'Keefe signed on the bottom line.
I don't think O'Keefe's hiring had much to do with – I think they're separate entities.
Okay.
I think, though, that the quarterback coach kind of had to drop in before a lot of things, because I think Ken O'Keefe will probably have a lot of say in what goes on with the passing game. I think Brian Ferentz is a smart coach, and I see his experience. I mean, his resume is short on years, but it's huge on experience. He rode in the same car with Bill O'Brien for a bunch of years. Obviously knows what he's doing. It probably has some great ideas in the passing game. Ken O'Keefe will be there for kind of Scott said in our podcast, kind of a Tom Hagen role, sort of the consigliere. He'll kind of, if there's a spot where they need sort of a veteran arm, maybe they'll look at, maybe Brian will look to him on that. But, you know, Todd, you were there when, Ken O'Keefe had his introductory press conference. He was pretty quick to say that Brian was running the show and that he was coaching quarterback. So I imagine there'll be some passing stuff there. But I think these two coaches were obviously different hires, their own entities. And I thought it was interesting yesterday that Ferentz used the word vibrant when he talked about the personalities that they brought. That's not been in the Iowa assistant coach hiring boilerplate, at least as far as I can remember. So I kind of like that. It tells me that they sold themselves well, and they jumped off the page with their personalities as much as their football knowledge.
It's been a while since I've watched the Godfather trilogy. Does Tom Hagen make it through to the end? I can't remember.
I've never seen number three, so okay. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I'm 100% certain that Duvall was not in that. Said no, but he made it through two, as far as I remember. But for sure, not in three.
Sticking with Ken O'Keefe, and then we'll circle back around to Paul II Copeland here. That media availability with him, the thing that really struck me is he seemed way more laid back and at ease than when he was in the offensive coordinator's chair those first 13 years. Did you get that vibe?
I wasn't there. I've seen some of the
video. I thought you were there, Mark. I'm sorry about that.
But, I think that probably just comes with the territory. And quarterbacks coaches, it's a pretty specialized deal. I mean, you're dealing with maybe five guys at the most. And you have to make sure their fundamentals are right, and they're doing what their what their coaches want them to do, and what the coordinators want them to do. So yeah, there's some pressure off, obviously, but I also think, he started out as wide receivers coach in Miami, and at the end there, he was senior football research analyst, which I'm sure is a thing that makes sense. But Keith's a guy who was in the heavy action. I mean, he was calling plays for 13 years under Ferentz. I'm sure he's happy to be back on this level and have a name position and to have some of those responsibilities. So I imagine that's he's kind of relishing that part of the challenge, but he's also not calling the play. So on Saturdays when the third and one play doesn't work, his name won't be mentioned probably for the most part.
Lamar Morehouse joining us on the APC on a Wednesday. Mark, can you confirm that the university reached out to A.J. Blazek about wanting to bring him back to Iowa City?
I can't. Just what I've seen on, I want to say one of the New Jersey's, NJ.com, I think, had something, and I'm not sure who they cited. I don't know that. I know what Polisek's getting paid, $325 a year. He was making, I want to say, $132 at North Dakota State. So when you can double your salary, that's always a good move, I think. And then Blazek, I'm not sure what he's making in New Jersey, but I imagine he probably crept closer to $400K, at least if he wanted to make the jump to Iowa, if it came to that. I don't know that it did. I really like A.J. Blazek. I think he'll be on the ship when Rutgers gets a turnaround, which is, that's still way up in the air, but he'll be a good coach somewhere no matter what. And the question is the ship sailed at Iowa with this? Not him not being offensive line coach in this turn, probably not. I mean, there'll be other times, other openings, and we'll see. We'll see how his career develops. But as far as I know, I can't confirm any reach. Any reaching out from Iowa to him.
The thing I think about with him is he's got that young family, and they just moved to Piscataway a year ago, and maybe AJ, if they did reach out, didn't want to uproot the kids and move them back here and everything, but would have been a great hire. And that's not to say that Tim Polisek isn't going to be a terrific hire as well. And you mentioned the fact that these two guys worked together on Rod Carey's staff at Northern Illinois for 1 year. Is this a case of maybe, because Polisek was a little bit further along in the hiring process, is this a case of maybe they're chatting with him and he says, oh, by the way, maybe you should take a look at Kelton Copeland?
Maybe. If you think about it, I really think that Ferentz holds the Northern Illinois program and Rob Carey specifically in pretty high regard. I think, you look at the roots of that program, a lot of that is Midwestern, a lot of that is kind of Wisconsin, and it's not the same offense as Iowa, but there's a that toughness factor. And you look at Jay Neiman was there, the U.S. defensive coordinator there. Both of his sons came to Iowa, so I think Ferentz, Iowa seemingly played Northern Illinois every year until Northern Illinois won at Kinnick in 2013. I think Ferentz kind of grew an admiration for the program and Rod Carey, and I think in coaching referrals mean a lot. I mean, if you look at how Ferentz landed at Iowa, got a heck of a referral from Joe Moore to Hayden Fry, and Hayden Fry made the call pretty quickly. there after Ferentz's interview. I think referrals mean a lot in college football coaching, and I imagine Rod Carey gave both those guys glowing reviews, and it probably resonated really well with Ferentz.
Mark, we'll send you a bill for the $40 pledge to the Get Kurt Warner on KGYM, and really quick, before we let you
Fingers crossed. Thank you, by the way.
Don't give me any ideas here for joining us on relatively short notice today. I just want to say that it is really cool what they're doing, naming that wrestling room after your brother up there. And I don't think you or I are probably getting a room named after us. So I didn't know your brother, but I think it speaks volumes to the guy that he probably was.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And Jefferson Junior or Jefferson Middle School in Dubuque, yeah, they named the wrestling room after my brother, Matt, who coached wrestling there for several years. Tremendous honor, and couldn't be more thankful to the Dubuque Community School District, Jefferson Principal Kelly Maloney, and Matt's kids. I mean, they were the ones who spoke up for him. It's a beautiful thing.
If you joined us late, podcast available with Mark Morehouse's appearance at KGYMradio.com. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
A telethon to raise the money so that Kurt Warner's people will let him know that we would like to talk to him on KGYM. Could we do that? A 24-hour?
That's the worst he can say, no?
What, you know, the local, they do those for like MDA and whatnot, and then you've got the local D-list celebrities and the TV weatherman, and I think we could get some people lined up for that. Chris Earle would come in, our pal from TV9, who was tweeting something about curly-haired mullets, or I don't know whether that was a Mike Gundy reference earlier today or what that was, but Chris, ever since he shifted to the morning, we don't hear from him all that often, but I think that would change if we got an honest-to-God dog on the program. I think that'd be newsworthy. I think he should cover that.
Mark Morehouse's appearance, Gary Rima's appearance, dogs on the APC.
If you're just joining us, have no idea what in the heck we're talking about
right now. And you're wondering why I always push you to the podcast. Again, that website available at KGYMradio.com. It does come with a poll question today from Emil's Hideaway. Which team will finish higher in its league, Iowa State in the Big 12 or the UNI Panthers in the Missouri Valley Conference? Right now, it's deadlocked at 50-50. Will it be the Clones? Will it be the Panthers? Let us know now. Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue, Southeast Cedar Rapids. Beside Taco John's, pregame already underway. Beside the Home Depot, I beg your pardon, I misspoke. Pregame already underway on 1600 AM for that matchup in Manhattan between the Wildcats and the Clones. Tonight, when we say goodbye from the North and South gym frequencies, we'll send you up north to the McLeod Center for that rematch. Panthers look to get even against the Bradley Braves.
I'm just picturing somebody who's been in and out over the last roughly 2 hours. What are the guys talking about today? Something about Tom Izzo getting bit by Kurt Warner's Doberman. I don't know. I haven't been listening. I've had it on in the background. I haven't been listening, but I've been hearing the radio in the background.
Those who listen to the radio.
You either hear the program or you actually listen. Two very different things.
More to get to before 7 o'clock this evening.
The Doberman's name is Dokic. I don't know.
Your chance to score from the Panthers. How about Senior Day against Illinois State? We'll get you all the details next. 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
The boys' basketball regular season comes to an end this Thursday night right here on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunne Thursday at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM as Cedar Rapids Xavier takes on Iowa City West. The number one rated Trojans host the Saints in a matchup of finalists from a year ago in Des Moines. That's boys NBC Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union, Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Iowa City West. Thursday night at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, and join on 106.3 FM right here on KGYM.
Napa Know How.
Back at New Year's, you made a resolution to save more money. Just so happens, Pennzoil's family of oils are on sale starting at $3.49 a quart. So you can check save money off your list and bask in the glory of actually seeing a resolution through to the end. With the Pennzoil family of oils starting at $3.49 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 2/28/17.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
So our team just started using GoToMeeting to web conference, and it's been surprising. Well, guys, our company is growing fast. I'm thinking we should
expand overseas.
2 weeks later, it happened again.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should
look at moving into Asia.
But well, now our team connects a little too well.
It's great we're opening a new location in Osaka. Konnichiwa, Japan.
Whoa. When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com.
Napa Know How.
When you grab a pair of Bosch Evolution Beam wiper blades, now $10 off at Napa, you'll have the confidence to tell Mother Nature to bring it. Bring the rain, snow, sleet, the almighty, all-powerful El Nino, and even more rain. Because with Bosch Evolution wiper blades, now $10 off when you buy a pair, you'll show the weather who's really the boss. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
His favorite teams are the ones he bets on.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets.
Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYM.
Big thank you again to Mark Morehouse for joining us on a Wednesday afternoon Players Club. Yes, it is the South Gym 106.3 FM. It is the North Gym 107.5 FM. You want your next big board update? Well, wouldn't you know it? We've got you set up here. Ryder and Brommelkamp taking you to 7 p.m. tonight in UNI basketball. It's Todd Brommelkamp brings you your next Midwest One Bank big board update.
Getting subtweeted with Kurt Warner now on Twitter. This is not going to end well. Iowa State travels to Manhattan, Kansas tonight to take on K-State. It'll be a battle of two teams jockeying for position when it comes to next month's Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. Iowa State is the better team off right now. They're 7-5. Bruce Weber's team, after that hot start, now 5-7 in the Big 12. Cyclones, though, haven't won in back-to-back trips to Manhattan since 2000 and 2001. Iowa State did eke out a 5-point win over the Wildcats in Ames on January 24th. You can hear tonight's game right now on 1600 AM. The pregame is going on at the moment. Northern Iowa is set to host Bradley tonight at the McLeod Center. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off between the Panthers and Braves. Northern Iowa has won 5 of the last 6 meetings, but Bradley did win 72-61 last month in Peoria. That's the game that you're going to get on both of our FM frequencies tonight. We'll join prior to tip-off Gary Rima and the Panthers Sports Network. Several former Iowa basketball stars from the past, including Ronnie Lester, will sign autographs at Carver Hawkeye Arena before Saturday's game against Illinois. The Hawkeyes will also honor former Iowa guard Kenny Arnold by wearing special shirts as a show of support as he continues to battle health issues.
All right, so let's do this. We got to get to the top of the hour, Sports Center. We have a lot more to get into in the final hour of the program. Stay with us. The APC on the North and South Gym, KGYM.
It's easy. That's what we all want to hear when it's time to work on the car, like the AutoZone Rewards program. Spending $20 five times earns you $20 towards the next job. Earning savings couldn't be easier. No user manual required or online tutorial needed. And you won't have